Upstream Pre-Intermediate Workbook. Unit 1. Exercise 1.
Which brings us to our next subject for today, body language. And with us to talk about this fascinating topic is the well-known psychologist, Dr. Sue Williams. Thank you for coming.
It's my pleasure.
Well, Doctor, could you tell us exactly what body language is?
Basically, it is communication using the body instead of words. For example, take a look at how we are sitting right now. You'll notice that our bodies and our knees are pointing towards one another. When people sit this way, it usually means they're interested and feel comfortable with the person facing them. This is an example of body language, or nonverbal communication.
And is this form of communication of any importance to us?
Certainly. A lot can be understood from someone's body language. I'm sure you will agree that people sometimes say quite the opposite to what they really feel. But the body doesn't lie and reveals the truth about how someone feels. So a good observer can get a lot of information about someone from their body language.
Oh, I'll have to be careful in future. Tell me more. How does the body speak then?
In a number of ways. The way we move our hands, the position of parts of our bodies, such as our knees, as I have already mentioned, and of course the movement of our eyes, give away a lot of information about us. Some people, for instance, don't like to stand too close to the person they're talking to, because it makes them feel very uncomfortable. Others consider this to be a way of showing interest in the person, or a way of expressing a sense of closeness or friendship.
And is body language the same for everyone, or does it vary from culture to culture?
Yes, body language depends a lot on culture. A few facial expressions and gestures may be common to all, but in general, people of different cultures tend to have very different ways of expressing themselves. In some countries, for instance, it's necessary to look into the eyes of the person you are talking to in order to show interest in what he or she is saying, while in other countries, it is rude or insulting to look into someone's eyes. Also, in some countries, nodding your head expresses agreement, while in others, this would mean that you disagree.
That's odd, isn't it? Imagine not knowing if someone agrees with you or not. How about women and men? Any differences?
Oh, yes. According to recent research, women use body language more than men.
Well, that seems reasonable to me. Let's take a short commercial break and we'll be back in a few minutes.